Hannah, are you ready to talk about CDs?
You know, I'm more of a cassette tape fan myself.
I knew there was going to be a bad pun. I knew I was in for it. Welcome back, rich humans. It's the Rich Girl Roundup weekly discussion of The Money with Katie Show. I'm your host, Katie Gatti-Tossan, and every Monday, Henna and I are going to unpack an interesting money question that often comes from our audience. Here's a quick message from our sponsors.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Before we get into it today, this week's upcoming main episode on Wednesday is about pet insurance. Is it a scam? Is it worthwhile? How do you adequately measure the risk-reward ratio here and make decisions accordingly? All right, on to the roundup.
Yes, so today's question is from a new listener, Jessica S. Welcome to Rich Girl Nation, Jessica. We're happy to have you here. And their question was, given the current rates, would you advise someone in their late 20s with no debt and significant savings account to put some cash in a CD? I have some money in a brokerage account, but I feel more comfortable with the idea of a CD. So to start, Katie, what the heck is a CD besides certificate of deposit? Because I don't know anything besides that.
Yeah, so I'm going to go off the cuff here. A certificate of deposit or a CD is effectively this financial instrument where you give your money to a bank, you lock it up for a set period of time. Typically, it's 6 months or 12 months or even 18 months, 5 years. I mean, there's different periods on these devices, but you get a set rate of return that is typically higher than what you can get in a savings account. The trade-off is that you can't touch the money while it's locked up, but you know what that money is going to get for you in the form of a yield. So they are a favorite of retirees. My grandma, shout out Grandma Jean. I don't think you listened to this show, but if you did, hey. And she loves her CDs. She does CD ladders. So she is not really invested in the stock market. She basically just has all of her cash in CDs that are maturing at various timelines, and then she's cashing out and using it. So a ladder is basically when you have multiple CDs that are maturing at different times. So you might have one that comes due at 12 months and another one that comes due at 18 and another one that comes due. So you kind of always have a CD maturing at a set interval, and then you have this, I'll say, guaranteed cash flow, so to speak. Obviously, that's really only possible if you are getting a yield on that CD that is enough to support whatever your withdrawal rate is, which historically in the last 20 years has not been super easy, but that could be changing now that we're seeing 5%+.
I guess another analogy of a ladder would be like a revolving door. So it's just staggered.
Yeah, that's another good one. We're queens of analogies over here.
We are.
So I think the very first thing that I'm keyed in on here in this question is the fact that Jessica is young. She's in her 20s. So immediately I'm like, oh, okay. Not striking me as a great candidate for a CD for a long-term strategy, but we will unpack that.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to jump in and remind everybody that Katie is not a financial advisor.
Correct. This is not financial advice. Please do your own research.
Yes.
Now that my ass is significantly covered.
We've done a CYA. So tell me, okay, why would someone in their late 20s not be the right fit? I'm pretty sure I know what you're going to say, but just to lay it out.
Mm-hmm. I'll say there's two things in her question that are making me think she's not a good candidate. A, in her 20s, so time horizon. B, she has mentioned that she already has significant savings, which tells me she has a strong existing cash cushion. Now, I think the timeline of when you're going to need this money is very important. So if she's saving this money for short or medium-term goals, think 5 years or fewer, I would say, yeah, CD, definitely a better bet than a brokerage account. If I'm a betting woman, you can get 4 to 5% in CDs right now. You can also get 5% in some high yield savings accounts that don't require you to lock it up. So I would just toss that out here. But the way that I think about it is that CDs are for preserving wealth. They're not for growing it, especially in the long term. 5%, that's a great rate, nothing to sneeze at, but it's still a negative real return if inflation is 8%, right?
Got it. Now, what would someone do if they're thinking, okay, I want to buy a house in 2 years? Do you think then a CD would make more sense?
Absolutely. CD, high yield savings account. If you already have the down payment mostly together and ready, then trying to preserve that with a CD, I think makes sense. If you're actively contributing to it, you're probably better off in a high yield savings account because once the money's locked up in the CD, it's kind of a one and done thing. I mean, I suppose you could open more than one, but that's not really efficient in my mind. I used to keep an emergency fund in a CD, which also is not optimal, but at the time that was the only place that I could get a yield that wasn't just totally embarrassing. So that would be my main thought on something like a house or another big purchase. But if we're talking long term, our Rich Girl Roundup last Monday was about the importance of buying and holding over time, not stopping those contributions when the market is down. It kind of comes back to, if anyone remembers our iBonds episode from 2022, my bear case for iBonds, which is that you have these young people who have 30 or 40 year investing timelines ahead of them who are experiencing a crashing bear market. And rather than buying more shares when they're cheap, they're seeking safety for their long-term investment dollars in vehicles like iBonds and CDs. And it just doesn't really further your long-term goals, even if it feels safer in the moment.
It's almost like money psychology is really important. So I guess I have a few tactical questions about a CD. So is there a max that you can put into it?
That's a good question. There's not really a limit in the traditional sense. It's not the way that, say, a 401k was only going to let you put in $22,500 per year, but you still are subject to that FDIC insurance limit. So theoretically, you wouldn't want to have more than $250,000 in one CD at one institution or with that institution total, because above that limit, you are theoretically no longer covered by FDIC insurance. So if you had $1 million and you wanted to spread them out across four CDs at four different banks, you could do that. I also think theoretically you could put it all in one, but then you're risking the insurance limit. Though I should continue to reiterate, not an expert on this financial vehicle. It's just kind of my off-the-cuff research that tells me these things.
Yeah, and I will say, I think we've seen recently why having FDIC-insured money is really valuable.
Except not really, because the government's going to bail you out anyway, and that's on that.
Okay, I was going to try, but also I was going to say, if you have $1 million that you're just trying to put somewhere to keep it, you can call me. I'll keep it safe for you.
And I will keep it for you.
I have a good save rate. Katie will tell you.
She's a good steward.
Yes. Because we've talked about this on the show. My husband and I are actively saving for a house. We know that it may not happen for another year because we're moving. So maybe this is something we could explore. And then say we decided we wanted to go for it, where would we look for a CD? Do I just go online? And when I'm done, like when the time limit of 12 months, 18 months, 5 years, whatever it is, when it's up, how do I get my money and returns back?
Mm-hmm. So really any bank, I think most brokerage firms have them too. If I'm not mistaken, I saw a screenshot a few weeks ago where Vanguard was offering a CD that had a 5% yield. I don't know enough about this specific product to be able to say, oh, you definitely want to go to XYZ credit union, or hey, there's this one obscure bank in Minnesota that has, like, I don't know at that level, but a bank or a brokerage is the simple answer. And then when it comes to how you get your money back, basically when the CD, when that time period is over and it reaches maturity, then you will have access to the money you put in and the interest that you earned.
Got it.
And you can either then re-up and put all of it in another CD, and then that will earn interest, or you could withdraw it and do something else with it.
Cool. Okay. I think that makes sense. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about CDs or cassette tapes before we hop off?
I'm not going to take the bait on the joke.
Darn.
I'm going to close this out here. No, that is all for this week's Rich Girl Roundup. We will see you on Wednesday to chat about pet insurance versus self-insuring and which one is probably going to come out on top.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.